Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we haven't been able to take calls for a while, obviously, as everyone has been listening to Dombrowski and Topper. Look, Topper, I'm not furious at him for anything he said. He just, you know, he's a manager, end of season stuff, talking about players, talking about the operation. He did talk about one thing that caught me from Topper was him saying he wishes he had done some things in the regular season so he could sleep better in the postseason. They had never asked David Robertson to come, you know, in a game, sit down, come back in the game, which is what he did in game one. But overall, it's Dombrowski that annoyed me today. I mean, that was
ran into a bus all day.
Yeah.
Joe,
okay. Whose job is it to build a team to beat the Dodgers? Is it his job?
I'm just telling you. Okay. He just told you what it was.
No, that's fine. He's basically saying I didn't do my job good enough. I'm sorry. They're really good. We know they're good already. Let's go to the phone lines. Your chance to react. What we just heard there. Ron in Monco is up. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, you know, Dombrowski. He's gone from being a terrible used car salesman to blatantly lying to our faces. And the worst part of this is that the owner is buying this. And this is where the problem begins and ends. And it's been this way since this guy got voted in. You saw it with his first moves to bring total losers in here from Baltimore. For 5 years after the Ruben Amaro and the other president, what's his name? The guy that passed away.
Buck.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. And, I mean, these guys are just repeating history, and it's worse. And the thing of it is the four contracts, that we're stuck with right now. We keep talking about these other guys that we're going to trade, and that's well and good. But do you guys remember the big unit the last 3 to 4 years of watching him play? I mean, you got two pitchers right now. I mean, Aaron Nola's done. He's cooked. And you got 6 more years. And we don't know what Wheels is going to do. Wheels is going to give you everything he's got.
Yeah.
Now, God willing, you know, that's all if his body can hold up, you know. But I'm telling you, you're watching the downside on Harper.
Well, that's what frustrated me. David Montgomery is who you were talking about. Montgomery and Amaro. Yeah. No, I know you meant.
But Ron, what's
frustrating about it is they're acting as if they're a young team on the rise, right? And they're taking baby steps and they're going to get there. This is an older team,
the oldest team in baseball.
I know, so. and to say, well, we had good at bats. It was better than last year. They're not. They think they're ascending, and they don't realize their age here. They're delusional.
No. He's lying to you. He's not delusional. He's trying to keep Joe. Here's the bottom line. He's trying to keep asses in the seats. That's what he's trying to do. He's not. Look at the bad contracts that Dombrowski brought on to this team that are worthless. Okay, and then the four that we got now. I mean. Look, they're not going to abandon this because they're going to suck this thing till it's dry, okay? And then if we're going to see the absolute demise of the franchise, and the best thing that could happen to this franchise is if my Phillies were sold off to somebody like the guy from Boston and the guy from New York, these get some real baseball people in here. Because we don't have that here. We have a bunch of yes men.
Either lying or they're delusional. Ron, we appreciate it. It doesn't work. Like, you can't go up there every year and say the other team's good too. Then what is the point of this? If the whole thing is, well, the best team's going to win, then should we not show up next year? Like, why do I, if you're telling me the Dodgers are great, are the Dodgers going to be less great next year? Are the Dodgers going to have less great players next year? No, they're going to run back an all-time kind of team. So the objective is to go beat them, or then why don't you just quit? Like, that it sounded to me, it was such, what are we going to do? Shrug your shoulders. The Dodgers are great. You see that pitch? You see Blake Snell? Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was Blake Snell not a free agent into March 2 years ago? You know who could have signed him? The Dave Dombrowski. He didn't even get that much money. This is his first year on the team. He was a free agent. He was right there to be had for anyone in baseball. Anybody could have had Blake Snell. Blake Snell didn't get $300 million. There was a lot of questions about Blake Snell. Could he go 6, 7, 8 innings in a game? Was he a two-time through-the-order pitcher? I just saw him go 8 innings in game 1 of the NLCS. I saw him mow down the Phillies. Like, to compliment Blake Snell after the Phillies gave $70 million to Taijuan Walker. Like, just think about the gap in money Blake Snell got from the Dodgers to Taijuan Walker here. Who decided to give out this money? The GM. Sean is in Newark. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, that was his first year, by the way.
How you doing? I'm in 100% agreement with you, Joe. As far as the manager, the only comment that I needed to hear out of him, I wanted him fired. And then they asked him specifically, I think Devin asked him, did he learn anything and would he change anything? And he basically said, no, I am what I am, and yep. I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, I am what I am. I am what I am. That's what we're going to play next year, Sean. That's going to come back.
And as far as the GM... And the GM said, well, the reason we lost is we ran into great pitching and we didn't score runs. But that leaves out the fact that our pitching was better and we scored more runs than them. So I don't understand that either, that when we lost 75% of the time. You know, so here's why we lost, and I have the analytics in front of me. We lost because the only thing we do good is our starting pitching, and every time he took the starting pitching out, the game immediately went right down the toilet. The logic for taking the starting pitching out is modern kids and people like Kyle think that you have to do that because the second and third time through the lineup, the pitcher is going to fall apart. I have the analytics in front of me. That is true.
That is true. It's not what I said.
That you wouldn't even put my call through last week, Kyle, for that reason.
Damn,
remember?
Kyle, that's not
He has an axe to grind.
All right, but anyway, I do have the numbers. First off, you're right that normally the percentage is a 7% drop. Usually the opponent's batting average drops, it increases 7 points, and then 9 the third time through, and then like 11 the fourth time through. So there is like a roughly a 7% drop or increase that the batter's more likely to get a hit. The problem is when you're an elite pitcher like Zach Wheeler, even if you drop 10 to 15%, you're still better than the guys replacing you. And I have the numbers in front of me. Here's everybody's numbers on the team that was in the playoffs. Ranger Suarez, first off, Christopher Sanchez and Jesus Luzardo actually for the entire season defied the major league.
Yeah, they got better the third time through.
They got better. Yeah. And Christopher Sanchez, he got better the second and third. He went from 255 down to 247 down to 242. So hitters got worse every time they saw. So that shows he shouldn't have took Christopher out of either one of those games, and we would have won both of those, I think, if he left.
You know what it is, Sean? And Sean, listen, man, we appreciate it. I wanted to hear more. We got to hit some things. I do think there's a disconnect. Dombrowski thinks starting pitching and a closer is all you need. The middle relief continues to kill the Phillies. The manager manages it one way. It doesn't work in the postseason. There's a lot of issues here. Why can't I just hear them come out today and say, we got to be better? Our whole goal is to win the World Series. We didn't do it. Did he say that once?
I didn't hear that.
He didn't say it one time. Again, would Howie Roseman ever get to the podium after a playoff loss and say, man, that Patrick Mahomes is good. Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles are good. Did he do that 2 years ago? Or did he sat there and said, this is a failure, and I'm going to work my ass off to try to get to a Super Bowl? Nah, Blake Snell's good. What are you going to do? Sorry, guys. Dodgers are have you seen that team? Those are really good.
Those are good points.
Yeah, they were annoying. That's what they were.
They're just more palatable coming from me than him.
Yes, because I can yell back at you.
I mean, because we're normally when we're having these conversations, we're sitting at a bar with a couple.
Beverages. Yeah, and I want the general manager to think about. I mean, he's the one where the solutions are in his hands.
Yes.
Right. I'm just reacting to what I see. He needs to be the one that says, this is how we're going to get better.
Yes. 215-592-9494. We'll continue to react to you. Everything Dombrowski said, Topper, I am annoyed today. I just need someone down there to show me they care about winning the World Series, not, hey, we tried our best. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It would be my touchdown tailgate drink, and it'll be yours at the touchdown tailgate. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits stores and grab yourself a couple bottles. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Brad Show to camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we react to the Phillies press conferences today, Dave Dombrowski with a lot of lies and nonsense for about 45 minutes. And then Rob Thompson trying to clean up the mess afterwards. Hugh, what did you make of the reality he threw on the Bryce Harper year? I mean, I thought that was the only true thing Dave Dombrowski said in 45 minutes of talking is, yeah, he wasn't an elite. He didn't have an elite year. Let's see if he could be elite again.
I kind of said that.
Oh, so it's I told you so, Doug.
No, I'm just saying. I kind of said that. And
well, I agree with you on that.
No,
I
mean, you did. Yeah, but, no, you know, the people got a pushback.
He did not have an elite season. No,
no, and he needs to be better. I mean, because, you know, you're talking about Father Time is undefeated. And the older you get, the harder it is to do certain things that you used to do when you were younger. And the reality is that the window is closing for this team. Mm-hmm. When you talk about all the guys on this team, everybody's on here a little bit older. You talk about JT Realmuto. He's a lot older. He's coming off the knee injury last year, and he had a pretty decent season. But the bottom line is this. You're not going to be able to do it for that much longer. And you have to try to take full advantage of the situation that you're in. And it just feels like, as much as Dave talked about this team, you know, running into a buzzsaw and it not working out the way that you wanted it to work out, it just feels like it's about to get worse, because that's what history has shown you. Now, I wasn't here for the first World Series run when Topper took over. Mm-hmm. But I was here after that. And the last three seasons, you've gotten progressively worse. Now, you put up a hell of a fight against a hell of a good team. But the bottom line is the result was the same.
Yep.
The result was the same. The bats went cold. Your key bats, your primary players, the usual suspects, were just that. They were the usual suspects. They didn't get the job done.
Yeah, and they have to, and you're right about that, and they have to realize, like, memories and excitement are about the postseason, right? Like, no one is talking about, oh, the regular season games they won in April and May and June the last few years. They've won two total playoff games in the last 2 years. I mean, just think about that. Like, they've won two playoff games in 2 years, one against the Mets, one against the Dodgers. Like, that's where memories are made. That's where excitement is really generated.
And let's be honest. That's all anybody really remembers.
Yeah.
That's all anybody really remembers. Because when we talk about the Eagles, like, we're eerily similar to some of the things that were going on last year. But you know what happened last year?
They won it.
Won the Super Bowl. So nobody talks about it. You know, that's why, you know, it's one of those things where nobody cares about the labor pains, Joe. I just want to show you the baby. Show me the baby. And the last three seasons, you haven't shown us the baby.
No, they have not. It really was. The other thing, one more thing. I'm looking at all my notes from during the Dombrowski press conference. You and I looked at each other during this. We're like, what? When he compared, because I think it was a question about age and how they're a little older. And he compared them to the Golden State Warriors, which a couple things here. Okay, first of all, that team, you got to give the benefit of the doubt that they'll still hang around because they were champions, right? They were a dynasty. Now they're older, obviously, with Steph and Draymond Green. But he also, I believe he said that
they were projected like they're contending.
And we looked at the odds as soon as he said that. They have the 12th best odds to win the title. They have the same odds as the Atlanta Hawks. Dave, what year are you in?
Yeah.
Are you in a time warp?
And the average age is like 36. When I looked at the projected lineup for the Hawks, the Golden State Warriors, they had Buddy Hield in the lineup. They got Al Horford projected. And Buddy Hield.
Yeah, that didn't make me feel any better. Well, you know, the Warriors are old. Well, first of all, they were a dynasty.
Steph's 37. Draymond was 36. I think Al Horford was 39. That might be a little lofty, but it was like the average age. It was like 36.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. I mean, like, that didn't make me feel any better. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Trust up next on WIP. Hey, Trust.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Trust. What's up?
Listen, I called Hugh back in July, and I told him that the bats would go cold and the bullpen would come up short. And it's been the same thing for the past 3 years, and nothing's changed. So what's the common denominator in the last couple of years in 23, 24, and 25?
Well, you got the same three stars atop the lineup, and you have the same manager, all the same.
So something has to change. So now that we stuck with the manager, so we can't get rid of Harper. You're not getting rid of Turner. So do you get rid of Schwarber? Because honestly, I would like let Schwarber go if, and I know this is a big if I could get Alonzo and Kyle Tucker. But then the problem comes up. What do you do with Realmuto and Ranger?
Yeah, it's a puzzle here. I mean, trust, I want Schwarber back, but if you told me I could get both Alonzo and Tucker, yeah, I would do that. I mean, that's you got to do that.
But then we get professional hitters, and that's the thing that's missing in these lineups of the last 3 years. It's been the common denominator. And also, I'm pretty much tired of Bohm and Stott. Because I would love to put Miller at third, and then you know if you couldn't get rid of Stott and vice versa.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I'm with you, especially on Bohm. I trust, good phone call, man. I'm tired of waiting for these guys to just get better. I mean, they are what they are. You know, Kyle brought this up a couple days ago that you know we could talk about the top three in the order, and we're not good enough. It's also, you when it's Bohm and Marsh hitting 4 and 5, that's not good enough either. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why the whole Dombrowski thing just is like, what did I just listen to? You built a team that is not good enough. Those are facts. Whether we could talk about maybe they were good enough or maybe they couldn't be good enough, they aren't. They have not won a championship. And they're not really even getting close the last couple years.
Yeah, it looked like they're regressing a little bit.
Yeah, so when I hear, well, we played a great team, does Dave not realize the Dodgers are in the National League? Like, there is a world here where they're turning into a dynasty. I think it was, Hugh, when we had our roundtable show at Stateside, right? Mm-hmm. Jack said something to the effect of he's a little afraid the Dodgers have figured it out, right? After all the years of being in the playoffs, that maybe the Dodgers are, like, becoming, like, they figured out October, and they're about to reel off 2 or 3 World Series. That might be true.
Yeah, they're about to go yeah.
You know what? I think they're going to win back-to-back within the next 2 weeks.
Back-to-back.
It's not easy, right?
It ain't easy to go back to back.
So what are we just going to just shrug our shoulders and say, oh, what are we going to do? We were good, but we went up against a dynasty.
That's kind of what Kyle did yesterday.
It kind of is. It's permeating. It's going from.
I'm not the general manager, though.
No, I know you're not.
I am reacting to what I saw in the series.
It's worse.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, you kind of conceded the fact that you was like, hey, man, we lost to a better team. Dave Dombrowski.
It sounds like I spit a bunch of facts.
It sounds like you're Kyle Dombrowski today. I mean, that's
look,
Kyle Dombrowski.
Both big time baseball guys. Dave Dombrowski is a Hall of Fame general manager.
Yeah.
So and you're sounds to me take, like I just made really good points.
You made a Hall of Fame take. Adjuster or take analysis person?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's all. Yeah,
we'll get there.
Hall of Fame spin doctor is what I heard. I heard spin doctor nonsense for an hour today. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to do in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction to everything you heard today at the end of the season, the Philly season press conference, and before the end of our show, we can't ignore it because it was like, wow, that was strong. Yesterday, Brian Baldinger, what he had to say about Jalen Carter's season as we look forward to the Eagles and Vikings on Sunday. We'll hit you with that. Your phone calls in the Phils as well. 215-592-9494. Do you expect meaningful changes and your reaction to Dombrowski? I am so annoyed after listening to that today. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.